countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
All right, bye-bye. That's Binette Batters there, who's the president of the National Farmers Union. It's almost all we've time for this week. Eileen Heron produced. Brian Mass was our broadcast coordinator. Kieran Dunn was on sound. Coming up after the 9 News playback here in Radio 1. But for younger children, one of the simple pleasures of the school holiday was being able to potter around with your grandparents as they completed the chores of the day. And I'm sure this Easter weekend, there will be plenty of grandchildren calling in to see their grannies and granddads. Well, poet Jane Clark remembers her grandmother well. As a child, she used to follow her around the farmyard, and of course, the best bit was being allowed to help out, as Jane now recalls in her poem Eggs. Until we talk to you at the same time next week, bye bye and thanks for listening.
I'd have followed her anywhere, but my grandmother rarely went farther than the yard tending her hens. Every morning she poured fresh water and ladled corn into the dented tin dish, adding handfuls of seeds and grit. From a gap in the galvanized roof, the sun lit the lines on her face. She'd let me reach into nest boxes to grasp warm eggs, then slip them into her cardigan pockets. She chased the cantankerous cockerel away and warned, "Watch out for men who fancy themselves." At the kitchen table, we'd divvy up the eggs, roll the surplus in melted lard and salt, and stow them in the scullery, like pullets roosting on a high shelf.